Chromebooks versus Windows Laptops, Which Should You Buy? By Mark Hockman in PC World on August 3rd. In the fight between a Google Chrome OS-powered Chromebook and a Microsoft Windows PC, it boils down to cost versus convenience. Should I buy a Chromebook or a Windows laptop? Whether you're seeking out the best computer for your child or just weighing which inexpensive computer would make a great gift, we can help you choose the right one. Our latest update includes updates to Google's Chromebook perks, which are trials, freebies, and outright gifts to Chromebook owners. Who should buy a Windows PC? A notebook PC powered by Microsoft Windows offers several advantages. Windows offers the most flexibility to run just about any app, as well as your choice of any browser. You can tweak and configure your PC as you choose. That convenience demands more computing horsepower, and often a higher price compared to most Chromebooks. Prices can soar into the thousands of dollars, and if you need a powerful PC for gaming or video editing, Chromebooks really don't offer that much competition. But you'll find some great deals among our more affordably priced top Windows picks. Who should buy a Chromebook? A Chromebook powered by Google's Chrome OS is a simpler, more optimized affair. A locked-down PC that's little more than the Chrome browser, but it can be hundreds of dollars cheaper than a comparable Windows PC. Amazon's list of the best-selling laptops is often dominated by Chromebooks. See for yourself. Holiday deals can also drop really low, down around $100 or more, though you'll probably want to pay a bit more for a better experience. Updates occur behind the scenes, so you can just open the lid and go. Google handles all the security, too. The internet offers much of what you'll need, whether it be working with web apps or Chrome plugins. But it's the workarounds and little inconveniences that you may find annoying in the end. There are two more wrinkles. For years, there were plain clamshell Chromebooks and not much else. Chromebooks, a niche class of standalone Chrome OS-powered boxes that lack a display, are nearly defunct. Now there are Chrome OS-powered convertibles, like the HP Chromebook X360 12B, currently $360 on Adorama, as well as Chrome OS-powered tablets like the Lenovo Chromebook Duet, currently $300 at Best Buy. Besides the obvious physical differences, a Chromebook is no different than a Chrome tablet. But Chrome tablets haven't done that well up to now. The Google Pixel Slate flopped, but we like the more recent Lenovo Chromebook Duet very much. Google has also hinted that it will support, gasp, Windows apps on Chromebooks by building a version of Parallels into Chrome OS. Parallels can be used to provide remote access to Windows apps. At some time in the future, enterprise Chromebook users will be able to run Windows apps directly on their Chromebooks, including Microsoft Office, but we don't know when that capability will arrive. Read on for a deeper dive into the differences between the Chrome OS and Windows platforms, as well as some recommendations on what to buy. Just be aware that the conversation will focus on inexpensive machines that can accomplish basic tasks. Chromebooks can't hold a candle to $2,000 gaming PCs, though some cloud gaming services might allow them to eventually. What's the difference between a Chromebook and a Windows PC? Though you probably already know what differentiates a Windows PC from a Chromebook, here's a brief refresher. Windows PCs run Microsoft Windows 10, the dominant operating system for traditional PCs for more than 25 years. They run Windows applications, from Microsoft titles to a raft of third-party software. Windows PCs are available in desktop and laptop forms and can be configured in infinite ways to accommodate needs from basic productivity to resource-intensive workstations. Chromebooks are much simpler. They run Chrome OS, essentially a Chrome web browser vehicle, and are often priced several hundred dollars less than a Windows PC. The newest Chromebooks contain a bonus, however, the ability to run some Android apps. More on this later. Another perk is on its way, the ability to run Linux. Not something that most users will care about, but a useful niche addition. Windows 10 users can run Linux as well. Physically, a Chromebook looks much like a Windows-powered notebook with a keyboard, a display, a front-facing camera for video conferencing, and so on. But there are a few key differences. Chromebooks typically include a dedicated search keyboard key, while Windows emphasizes the Windows key. With Windows, you'll have many hardware choices, including a typical clamshell notebook, convertibles with 360-degree hinges, 2-in-1 Windows tablets with detachable keyboards, or pure Windows tablets. Most Chromebooks are clamshells, but we're seeing more convertibles, and since 2018, a few full-fledged tablets, because Chrome OS and Android are now co-joined. A key reason to choose a Chrome OS tablet instead of a clamshell hinges on how often you'll use Android apps. Android apps run acceptably in a laptop form factor, but they're arguably more convenient when used as a tablet and held in your hand. Inside, the only real differences are the processor. Windows PCs have a wide range of microprocessors powering them, usually chips from AMD and Intel, or more recently, a bit of Qualcomm Snapdragon. Chromebooks generally favor lower performance Intel Atom chips, branded as Pentium or Celeron, or lesser-known processors from the likes of MediaTek or Rocketchip, that are suited to the lighter demands of Chrome OS. More recently, we've seen pricier corporate and luxury versions, including Intel Core chips, including the Samsung Galaxy Chromebook. But the jury's still out on who will pay upwards of $1,000 for a Chromebook. Chromebook and Windows PCs features have a lot of overlap, too, though you'll find that many Chromebooks and inexpensive laptops share a similar HD 1366 by 768 or Full HD 1920 by 1080 display. Windows usually requires a bit more in terms of memory and storage. Both a Chromebook and a laptop can run acceptably on 4 gigabytes of memory, but 8 gigabytes is usually preferred where Windows notebooks are concerned. Windows notebooks, too, typically include more local storage for the Windows OS and associated apps. 128 gigabytes or 256 gigabytes is acceptable. Though there's really no upper limit. Chromebooks, meanwhile, don't need much more than 16 gigabytes or so, assuming Google-oriented users are storing in Drive or stashing Android apps on an SD card. Less storage means less cost. Many Chromebooks also use inexpensive eMMC flash storage to save even further. Both Chromebooks and Windows tablets allow external storage. Weirdly, both Google and Microsoft have developed their own digital assistants. The first Chromebook with Google Assistant support was the Google Pixelbook. Microsoft Cortana fans will find her on all Windows PCs that include a mic, which is virtually all of them. Now, however, Amazon's Alexa has also been added as a Cortana Partner application or skill, which means Windows users get two assistants for the price of one. The Windows 10 May 2020 updates Cortana app does not support Alexa, however. Is a Chromebook or laptop better for office work? Productivity apps, word processing and spreadsheets and the like, represent the majority of the working day. Here, both Windows and Chromebook users alike have several choices, the most popular being the Google Apps suite of Office apps and Microsoft's own Office. You might think that Office would be restricted to Windows, but that's not true either. Office.com, also known as Office Online, runs in a web browser and, assuming you have a subscription to Office 365, offers nearly all the functionality that the Office 365 suite does. Microsoft apps are also available as Android apps, but it's simpler to run them within the browser. In fact, given that it's powered by the cloud, you'll find that Office Online sometimes gets updated with new features before they arrive on Office 365. Office is typically used by most enterprises, and if your company administrator allows it, even shared corporate resources may be accessible via a Chromebook. The Google Apps suite also runs online, though it's focused on the essentials, with fewer features than Office. I spent over a year exclusively working on a Chromebox, the nearly defunct desktop version of Chromebook, and found Google's simple interface and instantaneous autosave superior to the Windows version of Office at the time. Office apps like Word now autosave too. For our purposes, both Google Docs and Office Online will run on either a plain Chromebook or Windows PC. However, if you need access to a local copy of Office, only a PC will suffice. The gist is that productivity is possible on either a Chromebook or Windows PC with a minimal amount of effort, though you may want to pay for a subscription for either Office or Google suite of apps to get maximum benefit and storage space. From a hardware perspective, it's our view that a laptop form factor is more convenient than an add-on keyboard or external Bluetooth keyboard option. Take the cramped attachable keyboard on the Lenovo Chromebook Duet, for example. While tablets make Android apps more convenient, the trade-off is less productivity when in laptop mode. Which is better for web browsing, a Chromebook or Windows PC? It's not quite true to say that Chromebooks and a Windows PC are equivalent in web browsing, but this is probably the closest point of intersection. Browsing the web using Chrome on a Chrome OS device is virtually identical to using Chrome on a PC. A Windows PC will allow other browser options, however, including Microsoft Edge, Opera, and Firefox. Because of the simplicity of Chrome OS, some complex suites simply feel more responsive within a Chromebook. On a Chromebook with the same ad blockers, the site can be actually more responsive. Be aware, though, that the reduced memory footprint of a Chromebook may restrict you to fewer tabs than you would normally use on a PC. Can a Chromebook play games as well as a Windows PC? With the vast majority of classic PC games available to Windows machines, the PC is clearly dominant as far as gaming is concerned. There are also thousands of games that are exclusive to Chromebooks. Thanks to 2016's Chrome OS 53 and its ability to run Android apps and games, all Chromebooks made since 2019 and some earlier models have this capability. While you won't be playing the latest Battlefield game on a Chromebook, at least as a native app, cloud gaming services could come to your rescue, and you have several options these days. In addition to the older Parsec cloud gaming service, you now have NVIDIA GeForce Now, the Blade Shadow service hailing from Europe, and Google's own Stadia, though it's had a rocky start, all of which allow you to subscribe to a virtual PC that exists in the cloud, upon which you can play ordinary PC games. It's not cheap, as you'll need to essentially sign up for a computer in the cloud, but it does allow you to play PC games on a Chromebook. Again, however, if you're trying to decide between a low-cost Windows PC and a Chromebook on the basis of games, don't. Though the PC is superior, the best low-cost PC for gaming is an Xbox One game console. Which offers more apps, Chromebooks or Windows PCs? Games certainly fall into the category of local apps, but so do the numerous apps and utilities that can make everyday tasks a little easier. It's also a mixed bag. Android apps can include both games as well as mobile productivity apps. At press time, there were almost 3 million total in the Google Play App Store as of June 2020. Microsoft has stopped publicizing the number of Windows apps. That number says nothing about the quality of apps in either store, obviously, but it does probably signify that Android has many more. Not every Android app will run on a Chromebook. Chromebooks don't include GPS chips, so location-specific apps won't work. Ditto for those who rely on rear cameras that the Chromebook may or may not have. Pokemon Go, for instance. One of the strengths of Windows, though, lies in its historical archive of bits of code, utilities, and other apps that have collected in dusty old hardware drive folders, FTP sites, and elsewhere. Batch resizing apps for images, custom calendar apps, macro managers. Everyone has their favorites. And Chrome OS simply can't compete. On the flip side, and this is important, Chrome OS doesn't include the type of crapware Windows PC also sometimes ship with, requiring apps like CC Cleaner to tidy up. As referenced in our introduction above, it appears that Chromebooks will be able to run some Windows apps too, but we don't know which apps, how well they'll run, or when that capability will arrive. What's it like using a Chromebook versus a Windows PC? While it's easy to focus on what you're going to do with either a Chromebook or a Windows PC, web browsing, games, it's easy to lose sight of the little things. One of the best features of a Chromebook that's easily overlooked is Google's approach to updates and security. Everything takes place behind the scenes. Windows downloads updates for antivirus and other programs in the background, but others require reboots. Even if you don't have Windows properly configured, those reboots can even occur while you're using the PC, which can be hugely annoying. While Chromebooks occasionally need to be rebooted to apply updates, the process is quicker and less intrusive, as Google reloads the pages you're on quite quickly. In fact, Quick is one of the best features of a Chromebook. While they're less full-featured than a Windows PC, booting and resuming them just generally feels more efficient than it does on Windows. Part of that is the simplicity. Google takes care of most of the mundane tasks of powering a PC, like security and driver updates. Blue screens of death occur on Windows. Chromebooks rarely crash, a fact Google emphasizes in commercials. Still, some of those mundane tasks can be irritating to Chromebook users too, such as printing, file management, and utilities. This is where the differences between the two platforms can become abrasive, especially if you're used to doing things in a certain way. Take printing, for example. The world's printers were designed from the ground up for Windows and Macs and can print either over a wireless network or from a USB cable. Chromebooks, on the other hand, have struggled with direct printing or using the more advanced features of certain printers. Google Cloud Print was the company's workaround, requiring a Wi-Fi-enabled printer. However, this feature is being phased out by the end of 2020. Certain tasks also require a different way of doing things on Chromebook versus a Windows PC. Sure, there are the Chrome OS keyboard shortcuts where taking a screenshot or a portion of one requires knowing to press the Control plus Switcher key when you take that screenshot. You'll see it saved inside a folder, but you won't be able to rename that file without opening it. Windows allows you to right-click a file and perform any number of operations on it. Chrome OS does not. Even accessing those files on Chrome OS requires clicking the Home circle in the lower left corner, then either swiping or clicking the exposed up arrow to access the Chrome OS apps, some of which can be stored in the taskbar dock for easy access. The same goes for alternative input modalities. While Chromebooks allow for inking, you'll generally need to supply your own stylus or use your finger, and you can record audio, don't expect a Chromebook to include speech dictation or pen input that's translatable into text. These are both capabilities that, for now, Windows exclusively provides. Which is more secure, a Chromebook or a Windows PC? Security isn't a question that can be answered absolutely, but Chromebooks and Windows PCs differ fundamentally here. The relative simplicity of a Chromebook offers a far smaller attack surface than a Windows PC does. The complexity of Windows PCs, including the software Windows supports, provides hackers many more opportunities to attack. Google developed Chromebooks with security as a priority, using everything from isolated sandboxed processors to verified boot to help protect your system. Our sister site, TechAdvisor, has a more detailed explanation. For people who worry about websites that hijack your browser or download malware, a Chromebook's defenses protect you without making you think about it much. Keeping a Windows PC safe is a much more complicated business. Security starts as soon as you begin setting up a new PC. Regular maintenance is required for both your antivirus software and the Windows operating system, though most happens automatically. Still, holes are constantly being discovered, such as the Meltdown/Spectre vulnerabilities revealed in January, as well as the more recent Foreshadow/F1TF exploit. You have to be vigilant, or at least not too lazy, to protect your Windows PC. Fortunately, Windows' built-in Windows Defender software is far better than it used to be, enough that Windows can basically take care of itself. Login security works about the same on both platforms. Logging into a Chromebook requires a Google account and its password, while U2F hardware keys for logging in can be used. A typical home user probably wouldn't. Windows PCs also prefer a Microsoft account and password, though you can log into the PC locally without one. Authentication options include Windows Hello, either via a fingerprint reader or depth camera, or else with a short PIN, which provides a casual level of security that also lets you resume work quickly and easily. It's a cross between ease of access and security that Microsoft has invested heavily in, and it's a convenience that most Windows users appreciate. Which lasts longer, a Chromebook or PC? The longevity of a PC is basically determined by how demanding Windows is compared to the hardware powering it. The willingness of the PC maker and component makers to provide drivers also plays a role. Hardware failures will eventually occur. Every processor that Intel launches is accompanied by statements comparing the new chip to a 5-year-old PC, with performance improvements in the 30 to 40% range. Otherwise, a PC's lifespan could go on for years, even decades. A Chromebook lasts as long as Google is willing to support it, and that's much easier to determine. Google tells you, in the beginning, it was just 5 years after the original production date for any Chromebook. Keep this in mind if you're buying an older Chromebook or a used one. More recently, Google's begun extending the time it supports Chromebooks by about 6 months to a year, beginning with Chrome OS 80. In February 2020, it appears you'll be able to dive into the settings menu and discover exactly when your device will leave support. Which Chromebook or laptop should I buy? Of the Chromebooks we've reviewed, we'd highly recommend these four. The HP Chromebook X360 12B is inexpensive, but very well designed. Finally, a budget pick for discerning users, the Lenovo Chromebook Duet has a detachable keyboard, so it can be used as a tablet. Google's own luxurious Pixelbook and Pixelbook Go embody sleek luxury and workhorse practicality, respectively. Because Chromebooks have a decent and fixed support cycle, don't be afraid to buy a slightly older Chromebook at a discount, but make sure you check its end-of-life date. As far as notebooks are concerned, we have a number of preferred laptops from which to choose. Our best budget convertible, the Lenovo Yoga C740, is a fantastic 2-in-1 for under $700. Decidedly more expensive than the Chromebook offerings, but not so much that it will break the bank. There's one other factor which may influence your decision. A list of free Chromebook perks that Google makes available to Chromebook owners. They'll change from time to time, but at press time included a free trial of Google's Stadia service, a Google One subscription, and a 3-month subscription to Disney Plus. Which is better, a Chromebook or a laptop? While we can't say for certain which platform you'll prefer, here's a suggestion. If you think that a Chromebook would be right for you, take a Windows PC, download the Google Chrome browser, and then work exclusively within it for a day or so. A Chromebook will also be more attractive if you are familiar with Android apps. It's fair to say that Windows offers a more comprehensive experience, but Chrome OS is a significantly simpler, cheaper alternative. The buying decision usually works out to something like, I can do almost everything in Windows with a Chromebook, but it's that last little bit, printing, file management, etc., that will guide your decision. Good luck.